This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented as a part of the DJV program every week. Michael Harrison joins us, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the overview of things. The charts this week are for the week of September 20th to the 24th. Seems impossible that we're into the fall season already, Michael. Summer is gone. Where did it go? People are saying they can't believe things are moving as quickly as they are. Perhaps that's a subset to conversation that we have with all the things going on. Is that what makes the time go so quickly?
Well, on one level, it's a cliche, you know, time's flying. Can you believe? All my life, we've been talking about that. And yet, I think people are talking about it more now than ever.
Right.
It's very hard to wrap your brain around the concept of time. But I was just talking to Phil, our notable producer, about how, you know, we always meet at the end of the week doing this program for the weekend. And it becomes a milestone, a touchstone of how fast the week goes.
Yeah.
And here it is, the weekend again.
Here it is again.
Let alone here it is, the end of September going into October in a year that we were looking at as a remedy to 2020. Ah, 2021 will be better, the new year. And all of a sudden, 2020 and 2021 have become like one murky year. Have you found that to be your perception?
Yes, and in no small way, because we haven't been able to do the things, even in this world that you and I are in. the world changed for a lot of producers. It didn't change for us because we work out of our homes anyway, but it changed, excuse me, the reality. I'll tell you, that's one thing that's changed for me as part of the focus on one's health and well-being. I'm a very healthy guy, but I can't get away from the allergies, the things that are flying around in the air, whether it's a part, one of the items this week, as usual, focus on the weather and climate change, number 6 this week. I don't want to take your steam away from you, but as I, every morning during the DJV program and when I do the other programs that I do, I find myself constantly having to clear my throat because of the stuff that's in the air. We've had so much rain here this year. Everything's moist and moldy, and it's affecting the quality of our lives. Never mind COVID. It just makes the life more annoying.
Let me say, oh my gosh. You've got a whole mushroom farm growing down there.
And there you go. Right. All right, so Michael's going to go through the stories in the people list, top 10 items from the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. All right, Michael, what do we have?
Well, now that you've stolen my thunder, you always do that.
What I do? What happened?
You're cool. At number 10, race relations and the Gabby Petito case. And the tie between the two is interesting because it spawned the spotlight of scrutiny on a syndrome known as missing white woman syndrome. Mm-hmm. At number 9, Facebook and social media issues. At number 8, January 6th investigation and the Trump election fraud claims that continue. He keeps banging that drum.
My God.
At number 7. It's very unsettling. Mm-hmm. Abortion and voting rights are tied at number 7. Climate change is at number 6. Number 5 is U.S.-China relations, and that topic goes in so many directions. Let's just say it'll always be there at number 5. At number 4, immigration, Afghanistan, and Haiti. They're all tied together. At number 3, the economy and the Biden budget. The Democrats are fighting among themselves about the $3.5 trillion budget, and the whole thing is one big headache. At number 2, the UN meeting that took place in New York City, and U.S.-France relations, which is also troubling, very disturbing. And number 1, COVID, COVID-19 boosters, vaccines, masks, mandates, and politics. On the people chart, we have Gabby Petito and her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. That's number 10. And a lot of their dirty laundry, no pun intended, right, has been aired out.
Right.
Xi Jinping is at 9, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, two rising stars in the world of politics, at number 8. Donald Trump at number 7, a political newcomer. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi, Janet Yellen's at 5, Chuck Schumer's at 4, Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, is at number 3. Dr. Tony Fauci is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1, and those are the names and those are the stories that make up a snapshot of this crazy world in which we are immersed.
All right, so the snapshot of a few things in here from your perspective, from Michael Harrison's perspective, listening to the conversation on the air and having your own thoughts as well. There's a new EPA rule that's going to cut the use of certain categories of planet-warming chemicals. They're known as hydrofluorocarbons. And the only reason I brought it up is because I like to say that on the air. Many times I find things I can't say on the air. Yeah. Hydrofluorocarbons. Anybody know what they are? Probably not. But think of your air conditioning, refrigerator, and what's in there to keep it cold. And that's what's apparently, according to some of these characters, ruining the planet, which is pretty nonsensical, but it all, I guess, according to a lot of them, adds up, including the gas that comes out of the rear end of a cow. So what are we going to do about that? There's a lot of stuff. I mean, it's a great industry. They've created a religion out of this, Michael. They, being a lot of politicians and people who have created new businesses, it doesn't hurt anything to have a focus on it, does it? I don't think it does. You think it does? You want to say
that was an interesting swath of fact and opinion.
Yes,
but let me say it too. Hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, they're going to reduce use of them by 85% over the next 15 years. It's all that refrigerant stuff. Interestingly enough, the HFCs were introduced as an alternative to the the gas they had prior to that, some type of chlorofluorocarbons.
Yes,
I don't remember exactly. But as far as whether or not people have made a religion about climate change, I mean, I don't know if I completely agree with your skepticism about it.
You don't have to. You can disagree with
me. No, I know I don't have to, but I don't feel like arguing about it because, I understand your point of view. There's a great degree of truth to what you're saying. However, because it's become binary and it's either you're for climate change or you're against it and all that, it's sort of like the COVID politics. Neither side to me is addressing the problem. And we need to stop politicizing it and just get down to the basics of it.
How do we
make it in this
crazy
world?
Even the question is, do we or can we have an impact? Because there are, if you look back over this past week, you'll see the story of the reality out in New Mexico, the finding of fossils, human beings wandering the planet 30,000 years ago, when in fact the conventional wisdom has been up until now that the last ice age, which started 18,000 years ago and ended 13,000 years ago, humans didn't exist before then. Now, apparently, that's false. Like lots of other things, most things that are scientific become unscientific in favor of the new science.
That's the whole purpose of science, is to unprove the current science. That's progress. But it is interesting that they have found human footprints at a time when they didn't think they existed. My personal theory, you should have me on one of your metaphysical podcasts, because my personal theory is that the human race has been here way longer than we realize. And I actually think, and now, you know, this is where, I actually think that we may have had modern technology 50,000 years ago or 80,000 years ago and destroyed ourselves. I'm not so sure this is our first time around.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting.
We may go out into the solar system and find artifacts of humanity on the moon or other places from 50,000 years ago. Could you imagine?
From maybe more than that, million years ago. I mean, the planet's 4.5 billion years old. So what? This is a snapshot in time. I'm also a believer, and this is the cuckoo.
Stefan, he's not Stefan what he says. He's crazy.
I think we came from other planets. I don't think there's any realistic way of looking at why black people look the way they do, or the eyes of the Asians, or white people, or whatever it is, it makes no sense whatsoever to anybody who really thinks it through as to why people from certain parts of the country, certain parts of the planet look the way they do. I believe we have all come as installments from other planets, and there is not one single living human being that can disprove that. So, anyway.
Are you sure you need me as your sidekick on this program anymore?
Yes, I do. Yeah, please. Okay. Stay here and enjoy a couple of commercials. I don't know why. You know, this week I'm really cranked up, so thank you for reminding me. I apologize for taking the wind out of.
No, it's not the wind. I was kidding about that. What I'm making fun of is just because we have different races doesn't mean we come from different planets. Let's definitely pick up on that after the break.
All right.
I have no complaint. I'm just teasing with you.
I know. 16 past the hour. The way to get healthy the right way if you're overweight during the last 2 years, as Michael and I are talking about the extension, we thought this year would be good. Not so much. Lots of people still gaining lots of weight because they're not getting exercise, they're not getting out, they're working at home, they're stuck in the mud, whatever it is. And so if you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the all-natural weight loss formula that's done so well, not only here in our country, but around the world, because people have realized that they can lose the weight any number of ways. But keeping it off is something that's a focus now. If you do all that hard work, why would you want to put the weight back on again and go through all of the anger, the anxiety of having to lose it again, when with Calitrin you can keep it off? Simple, straightforward information. All your questions asked by a human, answered by a human being once they're asked. Go to toploss.com, get 10% off every bottle. It's the early fall special using the DJV code, and get free shipping. That's Calitrin, the stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off at toploss.com. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to TalentNest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just gyms?
Right? So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Kara Santana for $9 West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And save 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offer ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, back into the saddle of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen from the various logistical points of view that I do on the radio every week. The DJV program, the American Family Farmer, Talk Radio Countdown Show, DJV Health Show. And so we were engrossed in a conversation about humanity and where it all came from. So I'm going to let you have the.
Well, you had mentioned the fact that because there's races, different racial features of Asians, Africans, Europeans over the centuries, that this indicates perhaps humanity was seeded from different planets. Now, that's very possible. However, it's not conclusive because we have scientific evidence that it doesn't take much environmentally or genetically to change the physicality of Earth organisms. Look at the dog. Look at how many species of dogs exist. Yeah. And yet, if you look at it objectively, every single dog that you meet, unless you meet a wolf out in the wilderness, is a genetically, artificially created creature by the genetic machinations of their human owners. Mankind, the human race, Homo sapiens, the naked monkey, created the dog spectrum of species. We created it. They did not happen by themselves. So we could create so much diversity from little Chihuahuas to giant Great Danes, all from the same parent, that gray wolf, that, you know, iconic image of a wolf. Mm-hmm. Then why wouldn't different environments, the cold ice age, the northern European climate, the southern warm tropics of Africa, the Asian continent and all of its millions of square acres, why wouldn't that have influenced how humanity genetically has taken on different properties? It doesn't necessarily mean we came from Mars or you came from Venus. I know men come from Mars and women from Venus, but that's another story. So I don't know. I do entertain the notion that we are part of the universe, and ultimately, scientifically, it's been proven that we are basically stardust, that we are made up of material that originated in the core of stars that exploded into supernovae. That's a pretty profound concept. So, yeah, we all come from outer space, but I don't know if that's why we have different colored skin.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
I had to get that out.
As you were talking about dogs, I was thinking they have come with the people that came from the various planets. It could have been
they brought their dogs. Could you imagine if the ship lands on the White House lawn, the guy comes out and he's got a dog, and the dog looks like a human and he looks like a dog? Wouldn't Planet of the Dogs. What a great concept. Let's go sell that to Hollywood.
Sounds like a movie. Yeah, right, exactly. Get away from the political season. What do you make, by the way, of all the politics, the difference in politics? We were talking, number two this week is our relationship with France and Mr. Macron. Wow. Apparently, all of the bad blood has been buried. We're going to buy him off by giving him some money. I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do.
Well, we're going to make it a four-way quad. They're now a member of the Mean Girls Club. The fact of the matter is poor France is having to deal privately outside of this with the reality that maybe they're not as powerful as they think they are.
Mm-hmm. The Germans are the most powerful country in Europe. And it's interesting because of the focus this weekend on the election of a new German chancellor after Angela Merkel has been there 16 years. We have a lot to learn. They have their elections on weekends, which is what we ought to do. They have parties that are much better defined, more clearly defined, and less radical than we do here, which is something because we've always thought, or in my lifetime, in your lifetime, we've always thought of the Germans because of Hitler and the two world wars that they were radicals. But they really aren't. Coming from a Germanic background as I do, I see how deliberate, I guess maybe Germanic equals deliberate in my thinking. And it'll be very interesting to see how this weekend shakes out as far as a new election is concerned. And the world will be talking about it. So we have the countdown next week.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no more migrants under a bridge across the border into Mexico at Del Rio, Texas.
Approximately 12,400 individuals will have their cases heard by an immigration judge to make a determination on whether they will be removed or permitted to remain in the United States.
President Biden says people 65 and older are eligible for a booster shot. Also, people 50 to 64 with certain health conditions. He says too many people are still not getting the vaccine.
We still have over 70 million Americans who failed to get a single shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine with false information the fight against COVID-19. This is totally unacceptable.
This is USA Radio News. The search for a missing Florida man continues after his girlfriend turns up dead in a national park. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are continuing to search Florida's swampland looking for Brian Laundrie, the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Northport Police Commander Joe Fusel says they're covering just about every area of a vast wildlife preserve that they can.
We're looking through wooded areas. We're looking through bodies of water. We're looking through swampy areas. And we're deploying the resources to be able to do that. We have air units. We have drones. We have the swamp buggies, air boats.
Laundrie remains unaccounted for, and an arrest warrant has been issued after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Gabby Petito's death. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Four at the hour here on the D. Whoops, wait a minute. I was. Well, it is,
wow.
In a sense, the DJV program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, is presented as part of the DJV overview of what's hot in the world of news, talk radio. Michael Harrison, the authority when it comes to that, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here every week at this time to go through the lists and for us to have conversation about some of the realities that are connected. One of the neatest things about talk radio that we mention from time to time is how you can have one main object of interest and it spins off into any number depending on how clever the host is, how many different directions can you go in with a particular story or an idea. For example, go ahead, Mike, what'd you say?
It's like chess.
I
made my statement pithy and to the point.
Yes, you did. Well, let's go to the point here that you and I, as we live in the northeastern part of the United States much of the year, are the recipients of the goodwill of the gods. Because apparently, according to the new research out this week, that's part of the climate change discussion, number six this week, is that we here in the Northeast are in the fastest warming region in the U.S., which is kind of surprising, in a manner of speaking. Maybe with all the rain, is the rain because it's warmer here, getting warmer here? And what is the reason for the trend? The reason for the trend is that it's raining more. Now, why is it raining more? Just, well, you know, over the history of the planet, there's got to have been many instances of things change. You look at the history of the planet, Michael, you can see deserts in a lot of different places than where they are now. Even you can see whole continents in different places, so why is that any of this so surprising?
Well, it's not. But, you know, the question is whether or not we have any role in enhancing it, speeding it up, and if we have any potential power to slow it down because of the inconvenience it causes us to have climate change and shifting continental plates. It's, you know, earthquakes and tsunamis can be very inconvenient.
Very. Yes.
Yeah, they're known for their inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on one level, yeah. You know, it's so funny. People talk about become one with nature. Get out there into nature. Nature is our friend. Nature is our enemy. The whole history of the human race.
Tornadoes, earthquakes.
I mean, where this naked ape thrown, where this vulnerable little naked ape thrown into a universe full of extreme heat, cold, wind, acid, rain, drowning, comets, asteroids, gravity.
Yeah, we can live here. We're alive.
We are this little microbe. We're earth bugs that live mm-hmm. in this massive universe beyond anything that we could wrap our brains around. We are these little microbes that live in this thin little puddle of air that mm-hmm. surrounds a little blue dot.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
And that's where we're stuck. And mm-hmm. we've built up all of this. The phrase in the Yiddish phrase is, we built up all this mishigas about how important we are and how much it all means. But think about it. We are like these little bugs dwelling in this little puddle, this little speck of place that is conducive to our existence in terms of this little spectrum of temperature range that we can deal with, this little spectrum of UV rays that we can, you know, sustain. We're so vulnerable, and we live in this little sliver of potential protection, and even it is unstable. That's the reality. All this stuff of back to nature and get out there and enjoy it. Yeah, and get bitten by bugs that'll give you disease, stuff that'll get in your hair, crawl in your orifices, and give you rashes and disease. Aren't I happy?
So why don't we just end it all?
No, it's just that we surround ourselves with such BS.
Well, that's what I kind of was. But thank you for going there, because you and I have been talking together for so long, we kind of get the drift of where we're going. It is BS, frankly. So the average summertime temperature here in the Northeast has increased by 2 degrees since the beginning of records. At least in this lifetime, the 1880s, when weather records began to be kept. And so we've gone up 2 degrees on average. Now, that was, 170 years ago or so, 150 years ago. And
speck
so
of time.
What happens in the next 150 years? It goes up another 2 degrees. What does that do to us? Do we get into another situation where the planet will change radically, will disappear, the human, and maybe come back again, as you were suggesting?
Exactly.
Who knows?
It just depends on how big a perspective you want to take it in looking at reality and our predicament being in it. We're in a mm-hmm. predicament. This is a predicament. Nobody asked to be here, you know. It's like, where are we? What are we? What is this all about? And then we institutionalize it. We tend to say, it's okay, this is normal. This is normal, living in this little puddle and a little speck floating around a star in the middle of an infinite universe. That's normal, you know.
It is normal. And that's life down on the farm.
Yeah, it makes all these issues we discuss suddenly get back into their perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to go one step further than that, because we are about the news of the world. And somebody called my program, actually, no, sent me a note on our social media, at my own personal Facebook page, asking me what the difference is between a talk show and a news program. Uh-huh. And I thought, wow, that's a perfect question for Michael. What is the difference between a talk show and a news program, please? S'il vous plaît.
Well, first of all, everything is different and everybody describes things their own way. I'm into categories, but not to be restrained by them. So the general difference is a talk show incorporates more opinion, and a news show purportedly or ideally is more an attempt to present objective facts. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm. Objective facts.
Objective facts.
Who decides?
Doesn't mean we're right or wrong. Look, you know, opinion and the it's all intention. If the voice on the radio intends to tell you what it believes is the truth, then it's an objective news. If it's opinion, well, then you could be right, you could be wrong. If it's deception, that means that you know it's not that, but you're telling the people what they want to hear, or you're trying to sell them something they don't need. There's truth. There's right, there's wrong, and then there's deception. And you're going to have an understanding of all these things to even begin to wade into the territory of analyzing this kind of question you asked.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you've been so successful.
Being wrong.
Yeah, no, but I asked the question because you've been so successful at chronologically looking at this. We think it's a long time. You and I have been friends for almost 30 years. The idea of the Talkers Magazine been around that long. I've been on the air doing a morning program, syndicated program, for 33 years. That seems like a long time, but it isn't. It's, as you pointed out, as we get started, humans and time and what we, how we live our lives are just a speck, not even a speck, a partial minutia speck of what really is. And we think of ourselves sometimes as so important. I guess we're important to ourselves, to our family, that sort of thing. But one of the toughest ideas to grapple with for humans is to understand how our mind works. Mm-hmm. And one of the keys to it is to listen to some people on talk radio programs or pay attention to some of the comments that people make on social media these days to find out the key to humanity. You believe that's true, or is that an overstatement?
I think everything comes to the key to humanity, because that's what we are. We're humanity. And the only thing that we know exists is our consciousness. The only thing that we know exists is our perception of the infinite universe around us. Is that your phone or mine?
Yes, it is. And I think we'll go to a commercial break right now.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts for the week of September 20th to the 24th, last full week of the month of September 2021. On the story side, the top 10 includes, at number 10, the Gabby Petito case and the arrest warrant that's been issued for the fiancé. Number 9, Facebook, social media issues in general, and what curs the people are that run these social media outlets. Number 8, the continuing waste of time on January 6th. That's my pejorative. The abortion reality. Number 7, what's going on in Texas. Number 6, climate change or the weather. Number 5, our relationship with China. Number 4, the immigration problems, especially on the southern border with Haitians this week. The economy at number 3. The UN meeting, number 2, and COVID and its related conversations, number 1 this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people's side, at the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talkers Magazine has listed the stories in the people, as have we on the DJV website, djvshow.com, so you can get the list anytime. The formal list on the people's side has Gabby Petito at number 10, the premier or the president of China at number 9, two governors, DeSantis and Abbott, number 8, sort of in there, Matthew McConaughey and his thinking about running for governor of Texas. Donald Trump is 7, Nancy Pelosi is 6, Janet Yellen from the Fed is number 5, Chuck Schumer is 4, Emmanuel Macron from France, number 3, Dr. Phony Fauci is 2, I probably shouldn't keep saying that. Anyway, he's number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Somewhere in there, Angela Merkel is going to show up because of what's going on in Germany this weekend. That'll probably be on the story list for next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. 46 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio review. Well, it's the Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, going through these stories. I wanted to, before we got into what was on the mind when you did your special MH interview this week, the conflicts that exist and the conversation about them, the confusion that comes from the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, and even within these groups, what great conversation it makes. Dr. Walensky, who is from this neck of the woods, is the director of the CDC. The agency said this week that boosters for people in risky jobs not important right now. She says, yes, it is, so she overruled them. And so now, if you can get a definition of risky, what a risky job is, you get a shot. I can get a shot now. You can get a shot now. But not last week we couldn't. And why is the question that I ask, and nobody's got an answer, because it's kind of like your mother used to say when you asked her, why can't I do that? Because I said so. That's how ridiculous, and it's great conversation on the air, but it's ridiculous. It's nuts, isn't it? Why? What's the difference whether I have a shot this week or next week? Who cares?
Maybe this week would be a week in which you contract the disease, and you could, the sooner you get it, the less chance there is. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But as far as doctors having different opinions, that's part of the medical profession. I mean, the old concept of...
Well, good as science. Why do we need opinions if you get science says, this is the way it is?
Well, science also argues with itself. I mean, look at Copernicus, look at Galileo, look at look how long it's taken for the world to understand Einstein. This is not unusual. We have to learn to live with mystery, and we have to learn to live with the fact that these fields of study that are on the periphery of our knowledge, like science and medicine, are not exact, and that we're constantly finding new ways. Then we get hit with this pandemic that's killing 675,000 people, and we want answers like how do you make a good peanut butter sandwich? I mean, give me a break. You understand that, Doug? This is we have to be intelligent.
Yeah. All right. Is this guy you interviewed this week? I never pronounced his name right. Is it Failia? How do you pronounce
his name? His spelling belies it. I would never have spelling like that if I were in show business with a name. His name is pronounced Faila. Faila. It's spelled F-A-I-L-L-A. So people go Faya, Faila. You know, but it's Faila. And Jimmy Faila is a very funny guy, and he's a talk show host and a nice guy, great guy.
So what do we get? We have a laugh? Or we have serious when you're listening
serious,
to this?
Very serious. Very serious with a couple of laughs along the way. It's mhinterview.com, a rising star in talk radio, Jimmy Faila. Check it out, folks.
What's his background, Bob? Just a quick
cab summary. Driver, 10 years driving a cab and a stand-up comic in New York. Serious.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. MHInterview.com, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on The Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now. With the presence of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, my friend the lawyer. Is that an oxymoron? Can you be my friend?
Sure.
My friend. Well, it sounds like a movie. My friend. I actually have a couple of good friends that are lawyers. Anyway. Yeah, he's also a college prof at Bentley University. He teaches young lawyers to be how to do it the right way and not the way that most lawyers do it. And I'll leave it at that. Okay. So here we are with a number of things from the story list to Talkers Magazine, the whole business about the legality of mandates, the politics behind it. It's COVID-19 and, you know, to make it happen or not make it happen. Is there really a way to stop Florida from doing what it's doing, or California or Texas or any other state, whether it's to mandate or not to mandate? Is that something that legally has any standing at all, Steve?
Well, you know, it's difficult to really categorize when you say, you know, can they say not to do it? So, for instance, the governor of Florida, DeSantis, has made it a real signature part of his policy to make orders of what people, you know, schools cannot do that. That to me, I don't think would be able to hold up through appellate decisions. You know, we have public health measures. You know, kids can't go to school unless they have a great number of vaccinations, you know, basic vaccinations, and for diseases that, frankly, have been eradicated.
Yeah.
There is an issue of, you know, what is my right? You know, your right to throw a punch at me ends at my nose. So there are things for the public good that people can be required to do. And so I think the emphasis should be on trying to convince people that this is a safe vaccine and that it is something that is going to help you, your family, the world. It's very troubling to me that significant numbers of people are not taking it, although I do think the media exaggerates how many people don't want it.
Yeah, I think there's something to both of those, yes. All right, let's go to number four this week on the story list from Talkers, focusing on immigration, mostly the Haitians, deportation,
yeah.
Getting them in here. So far this year, 2 million illegal immigrants have come into our country. Decidedly, this is something that requires passion to understand it. But the other side, the practical side of it is, you know, whether legally or otherwise, we can hold in or hold back. This is a troubling thing, and now a lot of people are angry because Biden is shipping the Haitians back. But, you know, what are you going to do with all these people?
You know, it's heads you lose, tails you lose.
Yeah.
This particular topic is one that I find the most irksome in regard to politics and how both sides have dealt with this. Because what you have, we need an immigration policy. We need also something. We have a Statue of Liberty. We invite people in. But you can't have it totally unlimited. You have to have a way of weighing out what we can take in. And then, you know, in keeping with our, you know, what our ethics are. But there's a couple of interesting aspects to this, and here are two of them that don't get talked about enough. With our birth rate and our economy, we need immigrant labor, and immigrants don't bring in crime. Statistically, that hasn't been shown that immigrants bring in crime. By and large, they do quite well contributing. We need the labor of immigrants. The other thing, though, is the Biden policy right now allows a certain number to come in, and then they wait for a trial. The trial will take years. Meanwhile, they're here, and they're going to stay here. We need a more effective system, and Congress just doesn't seem to do it.
Right. I think they're all serving their own interests. Okay, quickly, number seven about abortion. I don't like talking about this because it goes nowhere, but the Texas situation has an interesting quagmire attached to it, does it not?
It does, because what they tried to do to make it legal where otherwise it wouldn't be is they're saying it's not state action, it's private action. I don't think it's constitutional.
All right, there he is, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal professor, also the founder of Scamicide.com. Here's a great website to go and find out what is legal, what your rights are about the scams and phone calls and all this other stuff. Check it out at Scamicide.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.